And what do you call, if a highway is more, has a fixed divider, something like a concrete slab?
Medium.
Or say that again.
Medium.
All right. And what about if it has a grass strip in there? Do you have any other name for that?
That's medium that too, yeah.
Okay. And
I believe this one on I-85 is a concrete wall, they call a concrete retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
Down the middle.
All right. Now, what's the difference between that and the
grass plot?
Uh-huh.
Well, one of them's a wall, and one of them's a grass plot.
Okay. What do you call the place where you get off of one of those big superhighways?
Exit.
All right. And what about the place where you get on?
Entrance.
Are there other kinds of roads in town that can only be entered or left at very special places?
Well, the four lanes, most of the new ones now have exit and entrances.
All right.
But they're not interstate.
Are there any particular names for those?
Expressways, we call them.
All right. What are some of the main streets in the city?
He's picking up my old heater.
Oh. What are some of the main streets in the city?
Which one?
In the Atlanta area. You know, some of the ones, if a stranger were coming in from out of town, the ones that he would either probably have heard of or would need to know to just, you know, get his...
Well, Peachtree is a main street in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Ponce de Leon, Marietta Street, Spring Street, Piedmont Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Auburn Avenue, of course, and DeKalb Avenue, Decatur Street. Memorial Drive, Capitol Avenue.
Are there any familiar names that any of these streets might have, other than their actual designation?
Well, they've changed so many streets in Atlanta now to change the names. Right recently, they've changed about three to Martin Luther King Drive, I believe, a highway or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I always know them by those names that I call, but sometimes somebody else calls them different names.
All right. And what do you call, not particular street names, but just general names for the kinds of roads or the, you know, well, yeah, I'll say roads that we have here in Decatur, the smaller things, what are they called?
Well, just like Missionary Drive and Inman Drive,
mm-hmm.
then there's Avery Street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no difference in them, just a street and road and avenue.
All right. If you, when you're going along one of these smaller streets, and you might have to wait for a train to pass across, but in some places they will have raised tracks that go up above the street.
A bridge.
Level. Okay. Are there any other names for those bridges besides just bridge?
Overpass, underpass.
All right. And what's the difference between an overpass and an underpass?
One you go and one you go on.
How do you park a car on a neighborhood street?
Usually parallel to the curb.
Okay, and that's called what kind of parking?
Parallel parking.
What are those outlets for fire hoses that you're not supposed to park by?
Oh, no parking.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about the thing that sticks up out of the ground that the
fire plug.
All right. And what kind of parking do you call it that is done in shopping centers?
That's a angle parking and straight in parking, or I reckon it's perpendicular parking.
All right. What do you call the parking areas in a downtown area?